Towers Radio, where it's all about the music.
Welcome to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. Coming to you again from Washington, D.C., I'm Rick Rockwell. Co-host Jeff Siegel's in Dallas. And no, the Underground Podcast has not turned into Top 40 Radio. But you heard that right. We started off this week with Three Dog Night, a staple of Top 40 Radio, with their big hit. I think their biggest hit, Jeff, Joy to the World.
And the beginning there, Jeremiah was a bullfrog when I was a very young man. That was about as popular a song as possible. Everybody went around humming that.
Well, I know the period of time when that was very popular, junior high school for me.
Yes,
And there were contests in my school. What was the better band, Three Dog Night or Creedence Clearwater? And, of course, the vote was divided down gender lines.
The girls like Three Dog Night, the boys like Creedence, right?
You bet. And woe to you if you agreed with the girls.
Because at that time, we were not nearly sophisticated enough to realize that it would have been better to agree with the girls.
It would have been better for everyone to agree with the girls, at least in public. Privately, you could all sit back and hope you were drinking a beer and say, you know, boy, that Creedence band certainly kicks some butt. But but publicly it would have been smarter to agree with the girls. You are completely right. And speaking of agreeing with the girls, and speaking of Top 40, I think we've got something along those lines right now, don't we?
We do. We do. A big time tuneful treat.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
I'm a Believer, covered by Smash Mouth. Jeff, of course, you know that it is a Monkees cover, and most folks also know that that is covering Neil Diamond. But strangely enough, that song is popular these days on college campuses, and that's part of the reason I played it, and I thought it goes well with our more or less top 40 start to this week's Underground Top 40 podcast.
It's an interesting version. I mean, as anybody who listens to this show knows, I actually enjoy the Monkees very much, except, of course, for the sappy Davy Jones songs, because the Monkees were very professional with great material. But I like the little punky edge Smash Mouth gives to that.
Well, actually, Smash Mouth is known as a Southern California ska punk band, although I think the emphasis is hard on the ska and not much on the punk. But do what you will with them. They have a good version there.
Hey, Rick, speaking of punk and post-punk, do we have some fan mail this week?
We have fan mail, and not from Flounders, I want you to know. But this is the first piece of mail ever sent to the Underground Podcast from a band, and not from their legal representatives, I want you to know. And we got a short note from the band Trouser Mouth. We played them last week with their cover in Cover Me of I Knew the Bride, and we got a note from them, but I want to warn folks, this is an adult podcast, and we have been doing Top 40, but The language in this letter gets a little rough, so a heads up. But this is from Zip R. Head, who is the guitarist for Trousermouth. And we would normally give his full and real name, but they go by pseudonyms in this band. And he writes to us, I assume it's a he, "Someone informed us you were playing some of our stuff on your show. Keep playing that shit. Tell people to buy our stuff on iTunes." And so that's our letter. And I have to say, brief, to the point, and we have fulfilled our mission asked for in that last sentence.
Rick, I have one thing to say about this, which is here at Underground Podcast, where it is about the music, it's always a pleasure to have a band understand that it is about the music and not like a 70s progressive band who will never be mentioned again here that understands that it's only about royalties that they're never going to get anyway. If you're a band and you want to send us a note, send us an email. If you're a fan, if you're not a fan, or if you just want to send us an email because you're bored, our email address, ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's ivorytowersradio, towers, T-O-W-E-R-Z, all one word, ivorytowersradio@att.net.
Thank you. Your knee-jerk reaction. Your knee-jerk reaction. Your knee-jerk reaction.
Reaction on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music, a set of 1960s retro music. We started out with the king of the 60s retro music. They didn't know it at the time, of course, The Seeds with Mr. Farmer. And in the middle, one of my favorite bands, the Chesterfield Kings, Running Through My Nightmares. And Rick, should we get into the discussion of why The Seeds were called The Seeds, or should we just say that Sky Saxon, the lead singer, had a few odd thoughts every once in a while?
Well, please, if you know the background on why, but I'm guessing that they were a certain kind of seed.
I would imagine that we could say seeds and stems, and we'd cover all the possibilities, because that's the kind of time it was then.
And occasionally folks do that now, too.
Really? I would have thought in our new post-Republican Bush administration era, all that stuff has gone by the wayside.
I actually heard last night on something in my living room called the TV.
Yes.
That device was telling me that they're even talking about legalizing marijuana so that they can tax it to make some money.
Well, fortunately, Rick, we've got a song coming up that I think will fit very nicely into the direction this discussion is going.
It's time to burn it down.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
Jam, Funeral Pyre on Jeff's New Wave on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. And Rick, that's a song from the end of Punk and New Wave, 1983, on the Jam's final record together as a group. And I think it pretty much says, it's a nice 30, as we used to say in the newspaper business, for Punk and New Wave.
An appropriate title for a 30 song.
And the other thing that I think is really interesting is Paul Weller is truly one of the great unappreciated talents in the history of rock and roll. And every time we play a Jam song, every time we play a Paul Weller song, I'm thinking, he can't be any worse a human being than anybody else who's been in rock. So why doesn't he get more ink? Why doesn't he get more airtime?
I'm glad you said that, because I was thinking exactly the same thing. Very underappreciated, and we play the Jam, we play Weller, but probably not up to his due either. But we play more than just about anybody here on the Underground Podcast.
No, it's something I can't figure out. And anyway, I think we've got some more tunes coming up.
We do, on the other side of this cross promotional announcement. Stick around.
Greetings, I'm Michael, your musical guide to the vast Ivory Towers archive. More than 100 hours of music, all at your fingertips. All you have to do is repeat this simple online mantra, public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. Keep repeating the mantra. For your musical pleasure.
Well, hell, you say you're mine, but baby, you don't show it. You better fly right, cause before you know it, I'm going to set my own right. Don't stop your strut, baby, till you say you're through. I'm gonna turn you around and put you upside down. In fact, don't stop your running around. I'm going to set my foot right down. Stop you strutting, baby, till you say you're through. Hey! Oh, well, you tell me this and you tell me that. How come your dog bites me instead of that of the cat? I'm going to set my foot right down. Stop you strut, baby, till you say you're through. Well, you say you're mine, but baby, you don't show it. You better fly right, cause before you know it, I'm going to set my foot right down on you. I won't stop you strut, baby, till you say you're through. Down. If I don't stop, you're slipping around. I'm going to set my foot right down on the hey. I'm gonna stop you strutting, baby, till you say you're through. Oh, well, you tell me this and you tell me that. How come your dog bites me instead of that of the cat? I'm going to set my foot right down on you. I'm gonna stop you strutting, baby, till you say you're through.
Trying all these years. to steal my truck, but that's not what this is about.
I just went to the corner to get a cold six pack.
You're a drunk, you're a stoner, you never came back.
and take your hat off when the sun goes down. Keep your eye on that concrete tower. Maybe one day it'll crumble to the ground. She can't hold water and her clothes don't fit her right. She used to say that she wanted a daughter, now she only wants a Saturday night. There were days when that dusty cave was empty back before this city made a claim on that old. Wanderers and strangers back before you could live off of your name.
That's Jason Isbell in the 400 unit on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. A brand new song called 7 Mile Island. Jason Isbell, of course, formerly of the Drive-By Truckers. We started out with Buddy Holly, also new music from, finally, the quintessential Buddy Holly collection. That song is called I'm Gonna Set My Foot Down. In the middle, Lucinda Williams with Elvis Costello from 2008. Jailhouse Tears. Rick, 2 points, one brief, one a rant. I feel a rant bubbling up. Jason Isbell has, besides his other talents, he has great names for his bands. Drive-By Truckers, 400 unit, that's pretty clever. And now the rant part. Buddy Holly is one of the seminal figures in rock and roll. He's indispensable. You can't have rock and roll without him. And this, it only took 50 years for the American music business, the American record business, to come up with the complete Buddy Holly set. This is called Memorial Collection. Memorial Collection. It's from Geffen. And Buddy Holly has been screwed by his record companies literally for 50 years since he died. It's something I don't understand. And I could go on for days about this. But just be known, this CD collection is pretty much complete. Everything from the very beginning to the very end of a very short career.
Well, I'm glad you put your foot down about that. It's great to have a rant on the show. And also, we're big Buddy Holly fans. And if you want to continue your rant, maybe when we get to our Rock and Roll Hall of Fame show, there'll be a part two or part three of your rant a few weeks from now. That would be great. But if you want more ranting, there's a great place to not hear us rant, but read us rant, because we have the Ivory Towers Ancillary Blog. you can't get enough Ivory Towers Radio, you can hear us ranting not just about music, and there's no music on the blog this week, but you can hear us writing about politics, and certainly a lot to write about when it comes to ranting about politics these days. You can find our blog at www.ivorytowers.com, and that's Ivory Towers, all one word, with a Z, a Zeta, or a Z at the end, www.ivorytowers.com.
This is not a test or an SOS. I'm no longer on a quest to get girls undressed. I searched through their hearts and no treasure I found. I'm so lucky this one lets dogs hang around. It's good having somebody good for a change. I thought that no good dirty cheats had drove me insane. I had finally given up on love and romance. If I lay down the sword, I'm giving my innocence.
Coming for your heart like a cannibal.
Oh, she lets me light in and I'm fed till I'm full.
If something goes wrong, I'm accountable.
Oh, a life without her's no life at all.
I'm not slave. placed in here. It's what better time than now?
This is the Underground Podcast, Ivory Towers Radio.
A set of fresh tracks here on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That last one from The Dead Weather, absolutely new music, just about a week old, and we'll get back to The Dead Weather here in a bit. We started off with Miniature Tigers. I love this song, Jeff, and I'm glad you suggested it. Cannibal Queen, wonderful lyrics, also 2009 music. And in the middle, Deer Hunter with Micro Castle. That is the title track from Deer Hunter's last full-length LP, which was released in the fall of 2008. Wonderful, interesting indie rock. Speaking of indie rock, Jeff, The Dead Weather is more or less, and you know, we use these terms advisedly, a supergroup of sorts. Kate Mosshort of The Kills, lead singer and guitarist for The Dead Weather, with our friend Jack White on, of all things, not guitar, but drums, and other members of the Raconteurs and Queens of the Stone Age make up the rest of Dead Weather.
Rick, I used to think you and I were the hardest working people that I knew, but I think Jack White might work harder than we do.
Jack White is, just when you think he's run out of ideas, and I never think he's run out of ideas, he throws something strange and new down the tracks, and I like the Kills quite a bit, and they are wonderful on stage, and of course, the Rock on Tours, the White Stripes, we know, if you listen to the show, you know our great love for those bands. If that band is touring this summer, I want to see them, because to combine the Kills with the Rock on Tours is what a wonderful idea.
Let me ask you a question. Does Ms. Mosshart there just have a little Chrissy Hynde in her, do you think?
Well, I think the last time we played the Kills, we made mention of that Ms. Mosshart is the new version of Chrissy Hynde. Not that Chrissy's someone we want to get away from, because her new stuff is still good and wonderful and right there. That would be an idea for a band, Kate Mosshart and Chrissy Hynde singing duets together. That would be too much. I think my heart would give out.
I think we'd have to do a XXX on that video.
Indeed. Well, if you want more female singers coming up, stick around.
A restless energy blows across the globe. The desire for human rights.
Yet every day, people are tortured,
imprisoned,
executed, or disappeared.
Simply for their identity or their beliefs.
That's why Amnesty International speaks out.
To protect people's basic human rights.
To change the sounds of suffering.
To the sounds of freedom.
Call 1-800-AMNESTY.
It's your human right.
1-800-AMNESTY.
Tears I've cried, screaming to
the sounds of symphonic metal on the Ivory Towers podcast, where it's all about the music. That last one from The Gathering, Strange Machines. And Jeff, The Gathering might be one of the very first symphonic metal bands that was featuring a female singer, but the rest of that set shows you their influence. We also heard from Lacuna Coil with Closer, and in the middle, Evanescence going under. Evanescence, a U.S. symphonic metal band, some would say a goth metal band, fronted by Amy Lee, and they're probably the most popular band of this type. I also want to mention the wonderful voices of Christina Scabia in Lacuna Coil and Aniek van Griesbergen from the Dutch band The Gathering.
I will not ask you to say that woman's name again. I'll just go to the next bit of the show. How about that?
I probably mispronounced it. So just you have probably the most important part of the show. And so
I do.
We don't
I
have
do,
to delay. We need to go right there.
I want to send it out to our friends at Trousermouth. The Ivory Towers podcast is a non-commercial, non-profit program designed and used for educational purposes. Some of the material contained in this podcast is previously copyrighted but used with permission. Other copyrighted material is reused following fair use guidelines. Any copyright holders who do not wish to have their material used should contact the programmers directly at ivorytowersradio@att.net and it will be removed. The programmers do not support file sharing and encourage listeners to buy music from the artists featured in this podcast.
Jeff, the dogs are seconding what you just read, right? They don't have a problem with the legalese.
They don't have a problem with the legalese, and they wanted to make sure to tell Zipperhead that they enjoyed his note.
And we think, actually, that Trousermouth, what they did is what we'd like to see all the time, seconding what we do and approving what we do, and we'd like to get many more notes like that one.
And I'll keep reading a disclaimer until the day I die, if that's all it takes.
Well, if that's all it takes for us to keep playing the best music on the internet, then we'll keep doing it. And, well, we've got your second favorite part of the show right now.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
the sounds of the band Abigail Williams in the Metal Shop this week. Jeff, that track is called Into the Ashes, and Abigail Williams is a band that's playing, I think, what would be called a mix between symphonic metal and what's called black metal. I also want to point out that probably the most prominent player in that band, unusual for a metal band to have a female instrumentalist, but Ashley Ellie Lyon is the keyboardist for that band, and if you listen to that cut, you know that she is very prominent in that particular band.
Well, Rick, that was one of the most interesting metal songs that we've ever played. I don't know that I've ever heard avant-garde metal, and I certainly don't know that I would ever associate a metal band with the postmodern composer Philip Glass, but it was interesting. And on the dipstick meter, I think that comes out there pretty interestingly, but a 20W50.
So is that in the middle of the dipstick, or where does that rate on the dipstick?
That's down toward the end. That's down toward the heaviest part of the dipstick, but not completely sludgy. But postmodern sludgy, how about that?
Not as sludgy as last week.
No, last week was pretty sludgy.
I want to make one other note for folks who might think that we are missing a member of that band, Abigail Williams. The name of that band is actually comes from the Salem Witch Trials, Abigail Williams being one of the prominent people in those trials, and that's very appropriate for a metal band from Arizona, of all places.
Well, Rick, have we wrapped up another a treat for our listeners?
You know, I think this show had everything you want. It had the dogs. It had symphonic metal. It had Buddy Holly. It had some rants. Got to have some rants. So thanks for joining us on Ivory Towers Radio. For composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for my wonderful co-host Jeff Siegel in Dallas, I'm Rick Rockwell, back in Washington, D.C. this week, and thanks for joining us. So it goes.